The question today is, if God desires man to be saved, why does he make it so hard? Someone asked me that question from their own thinking, and it is true that God does desire man to be saved. 2 Peter 3:9 says, the Lord's not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish. It's his will that we be saved. You see, it's not, though, that he makes salvation hard. It's a fact no one will be saved, though, unless they come God's way. For salvation is of the Lord. Now, it's true, as I said, he's not willing you perish. But he'll not change his salvation method for anyone. For instance, the rich young ruler came to Jesus and asked him what he must do to be saved. Ask the right person. Ask the right question. Jesus said, keep the law. And that sounds strange because salvation's not of works. Yes, but the Lord was dealing with this man's problem. He knew exactly where this man was as far as what his need was, what he was holding on to. And so the man said, which law should I keep? And Jesus dealt with the six laws that deals with man's relationship. In essence, honor your father and mother, kill, steal, and commit adultery, and don't lie. Don't bear false witness and such like. Those six he dealt with. And so the man said, well, I've done that from my youth up. Well, he really hadn't, but he thought he had. And Jesus didn't rebuke him for what he said. Then he said, yet you lack one thing. Go sell that you've got and give to the poor. This man had another God before him. And he was dealing now with the commandments that deals with thou shalt have no other God before me. You see, for a man can be saved, he's going to have to forsake everything and come to the Lord. Now, some people think that's a work after you're saved. Take Jesus as Savior and then Lord later on. No. He's going to be Lord of all or not Lord at all. And therefore, this rich young ruler wasn't willing to do that. And he turned and he walked away. And Jesus, as he walked away, made this statement. It would be easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to be saved. Now, boy, the disciples knew exactly what he was saying there because they said, Lord, who then can be saved? They knew that Jesus was talking about a sewing needle or a surgeon's needle, something that would be impossible because he wasn't talking about, as some people try to preach today, the needle's eye gate in Jerusalem where after a certain time they close the main gate, but they've got a little gate where that the camels can get down on its knees and crawl through a gate and get into Jerusalem. No, that'd be teaching works for salvation. Jesus said, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to be saved. And those disciples knew exactly what he was talking about because they said, Lord, who then can be saved? And Jesus made this statement to them and said, with men it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. You see, God can put a camel through the eye of a sewing needle if he so chose to do it. Now, he's not going to do anything foolishly. And God can save a rich man, but he must come God's way. And if he'll obey the light and do what the Lord says one step at a time, God will bring him to the end of himself and bring him to the place that he forsakes his gods, mammon, worldly things, and come to the Lord. And so therefore, with God, all things are possible. Mary found this out in the book of Luke chapter 1 when Gabriel came to her. And she didn't understand how this was going to be, that she was going to conceive of the Holy Ghost and bring forth a child when she had not known a man. And so the angel told her, with God nothing shall be impossible. God can do whatever he so chooses to do, but he will not change his method of salvation for anybody. And so therefore, some people think it's hard because of the fact that it's that way. But really, it's not hard. It's impossible. God's just making it impossible with man. I think about Sarah in the Old Testament time, Genesis 18, whenever it's time for Isaac to be conceived, and the angels came again, but they asked her, she laughed, she doubted that she was really still going to have a child, but the question came, is anything too hard for God? There's nothing too hard for God, not even salvation, because salvation is of the Lord. So really, he doesn't make it hard, he makes it impossible with men. But men are right opposite. Men today, as far as preachers are concerned, and I sat at a table years ago with a preacher who was a well-known preacher at the time, And he began to make this statement that the Lord had made salvation easy. He took all the hard work out of it. It's so easy for a person to be saved. Well, what he was quoting and being saved was quoting what some man had written in a book to go soul winning of how to reach people while the light's turning green and while they're sitting at a red light. Well, folks, that's not going to work because it's not a work done in the heart. That's just a formula. That's a dogma. And that's no salvation in that. Not anything whatsoever. And so men say that the Lord made it easy to be saved. And it's true that Jesus has done everything on the cross of Calvary. There's not one more thing Jesus is going to do or add to. It's all been completed. He's sat down at the right hand of the Father. And he's completed everything. It is finished. Nothing else to add to it. But let me say this. He did say, I'll send the Holy Ghost who will reprove you of sin, of righteousness, and judgment, John 16:8 said. In other words, there's not a work that Jesus is going to have to do anymore, but the Holy Ghost must do a work in your heart to convict you and convince you of sin, the sin of unbelief, not the root, not the surface problem of fruits. See, a lot of people just to repent of drinking and murder and lying, stealing and whatnot. But folks, God's going to get down to the root problem, and that's the sin of unbelief. And of course, the righteousness is not turning over a new leaf. Reformation, the righteousness is Jesus himself, that you've got to be convinced of, that there's no other way that you're going to get in and into heaven without having him. He is the righteousness of God. 1 Corinthians 1:30 said, and the Bible said in 1 John 5:12, he that hath the Son hath light, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not light. So therefore, he's not going to change. It's going to have to come God's way. And even though he's done everything on the cross, there's nothing else left to be done as far as the sin debt's been paid. But man's must be convinced by the Holy Spirit and convicted by the Holy Spirit in all three areas. And while that's working, I want to tell you, from man's standpoint, that's a hard thing to do. And it seems like if we're not careful, we'll blame God and say, God, you're making it too hard. No, God's making it impossible with you. And it's not, if you're not being saved, it's not God's fault. He sent the Holy Spirit to work in you, but it's your fault that you're not obeying the light you have and walking the path of obedience, the path of understanding that leads to the narrow gate. And so therefore, everything's done, but he sent the Holy Spirit to do it in you. And while that's happening, because of man's preconceived ideas, he thinks God is making salvation hard. But as I said, man is just he wants it his own way. He wants to do his own thing. He wants to come to God his way, and that's never going to happen. The thief, the rich young ruler, walked away and said, I've got too much to sell. You see, it was too high for him. The cost was too great. He wasn't willing to pay the price. But we wanted our own way. For instance, your children, when your children's little, if you have tie-on shoes, now they got Velcro, but they used to have tie-on, and you still have some shoes that you tie. But you take a child when he gets a little old, he thinks he can do anything himself. And maybe he's trying to untie shoes, got it in a knot, and he wants you, and you try to help him to get it untied, and he says, no, leave me alone, I'll do it myself. And as he does it, he begins to work at it, and you leave him alone, back off, and let him have at it. And he finally gets to the place that he's made it worse off than it ever was before. He's got it in a bigger mess than it was. And then he comes to you and says, I need you to help me, Mama. I need you to help me, Daddy. And then it's going to take you longer to untangle the knots that's there than it would have in the beginning. And that's exactly what man does with salvation. He tries to take things in his own hand, do it his own way by preconceived ideas or tradition or what he's been taught. And in doing that, he's got to find out what really won't work so he can find out what will work. And so what it does while he's doing that, it seems hard. It seems that God's making it hard, but really, it's God making it impossible with man. The Lord knows your heart. He knows your motive. And for instance, there came a group of men one day and met Philip. And the Bible says in the book of John, chapter number 12, verse number 21, they said to Philip, they said, sir, we would see Jesus. So Philip goes over and said, there's a group out here who wants to talk to you, Jesus. The Lord, and by the way, they never called Jesus Jesus, addressing him. They always called him Lord or Jesus the Christ, or Jesus Christ, or Christ, or something. They called him something. They didn't just call him. They respected him in that. But still, they said, they want, there's somebody out here, a group of people wants to see you. Well, if that sounds good, somebody coming to Jesus, they want to be saved. They want something, they want to know more truth or something. But what's amazing about this, as Jesus had a discourse with his disciples, and yonder's a man standing afar off, wasn't even able to see Jesus at that time. He had a discourse with them, and he said, verse 35 of John chapter 12, "Then Jesus said unto them, Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While you have the light, believe in the light, that ye may be children of light. These things spake Jesus, and departed, and did hide himself from them." In other words, he didn't see them. He said to his disciples, if you've got light, obey that light, walk in light, and I'll give you more light. And while you've got the light, you better move in that light while there's hope, while there's an open door, while there's a striving spirit, while there's a preacher of righteousness as far as salvation is concerned. But you see, he hid himself from these people and would not even come to them at that time. Why? He knew their motives. He knew their condition of their heart. And then we find in Matthew 13, Jesus spoke a parable about the seed, the sower, the soil. And then he said, "Let him that's got ears hear what he saith unto the disciples." And the disciples came to him, let them hear him. And then to the disciples, they came to him and said, "Lord, why speakest thou unto them in parables? Why did you tell them things that's like a hidden meaning?" And he said in verse number 11, he answered and said unto them, "Because it's given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it's not given." In other words, if a person will seek the Lord, if he'll obey the light he's got, and he'll move in that light, it'll cause him to come to the Lord and find out what's missing and let the Lord put things together. And therefore the Lord said that you must strive to enter in the straight gate. Why? Because there's many obstacles by sin, the flesh of the world, and the devil to keep you out. Now, that's not talking about works for salvation. It's just talking about working to overcome those obstacles. Therefore, it's not the Lord that makes salvation hard. It's man who complicates things due to preconceived ideas and traditions while the Lord is working salvation in him. You see, you'll find it'll be easy to repent and believe when the Lord has granted repentance and faith to you. But until then, it is not only hard to be saved, it is impossible. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.